感谢神，大家同心默祷。
Thank God, please pray in silence. 358。
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢神带领我们来这里来敬拜神。
We thank God for leading us to come here to worship Him.
我们要一起来祷告。
We would like to pray together.
祷告以前，我们翻几节圣经，互相勉励。
Before the prayer, let us refer to some verses from the Bible for mutual edification.
请看以弗所书五章十八节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
以弗所书五章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
酒可以使一个人失去自己。
Wine will let a person lose himself.
一个人被圣灵充满，也会失去自己。
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he will also lose himself.
失去自己在神的爱里面。
He will lose himself within God's love.
本来我们没有爱，但是因为圣灵充满，就变成一个有爱的人。
In the beginning, we are without love, but because we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we become full of love.
本来我们有我们的意志，可是我们的意志在神的意志里面却消失了。
In the beginning, we might have our own agendas, but in our will disappear in God's will.
这样的话，圣灵就完全运行在我们的心里面。
In this way, the Holy Spirit will totally reign within our hearts.
我们来思考圣灵有多大的能力。
Let us study what is the power of the Holy Spirit.
你想一想，主耶稣吩咐他的门徒到全世界去传道。
We can think about how the Lord Jesus instructed all the disciples to go to all nations to preach the gospel.
这些门徒有能力吗？
Can these disciples have any power?
有条件吗？
Are they qualified?
我们来分析他们 这些人的条件。
Let us analyze their qualifications.
我们会发现主耶稣做的这个命令啊，实在是我们看起来是非常大胆的。
We can see that this is a very daring commission that the Lord has entrusted on these people.
但是主耶稣却有他的理由。
But the Lord Jesus had his own reasons.
首先，他的门徒们都没有什么学问。
First of all the disciples were not very educated.
在当时的社会里面，算是没有受教育的 小百姓。
At that society, the disciples were counted as people of no education.
那些门徒也都是小信的人。
Those followers were of little faith.
和一般人都是一样的。
They are but mere men.
甚至有时候主耶稣跟他讲说，将来要被钉十字架，要被羞辱，他们都不相信。
Even when the Lord Jesus continually telling them that in the future he will be crucified and he will be raised again, they were of unbelief.
尤其讲到说要复活，他们根本没有办法理解。
Especially when he touched upon how he will be raised again, they cannot even understand a single bit.
那有一点是更困难的，就是这十二个人呢，有时候会争谁比较大。
And the most hardest thing of all is within the 12 disciples, some of them will argue who will be the greatest.
这样的团队怎么可以把福音传出去
？How can such a little group propagate the gospel to all the nations？
你找十二个这样的条件呢，说你们成立一个公司，要传到全世界，建立最大的公司。
If you find such qualifications of individuals, 12 of them, and then ask them to set up a big company, and this company shall be a global company.
里面也没有博士，没有工程师。
Within it, there's no engineers, there's no PhDs.
通通没有，就是那些只有可能算是小学的教育的这样的人而已。
None of them were highly educated, but maybe they have passed only elementary school.
所以难怪保罗说神的道理在人看起来是愚拙的。
No wonder Paul said that the truth of God in the eyes of man may become foolishness.
但是后来主耶稣说，你们要等候。
But later on, the Lord Jesus told them, you have to wait.
等到能力来了。
Wait until the power comes.
然后才出去。
Then you can go out.
他们是照样在听。
So they continue to hear his words.
那我们可以想象到。第一次圣灵降临的时候
，Then we can come to think about the first incident when the Holy Spirit descended.
这些没有能力的人却能够带领三千个人来信主。
These unable men are able to bring 3,000 people to the Lord.
你想想看，彼得一个人讲话能不能让三千个人听见
？Think about it. One word, one sermon from Peter can it be heard by all 3,000 men?
当时他们一共有120个人在祷告。
At that time, there were only 122 people praying.
他们受圣灵。
They were all filled with the Spirit.
这个圣灵降下来是会一个奥秘的事情。
The descent of the Holy Spirit is a very mysterious thing.
那他们这120个人竟然能够让3000个人来相信来受洗。
These 122 people are able to convert 30,000 others to believe in Jesus.
这3000个人呢是从外国来的，大部分外国来的，回来的。
And these 3,000 people are mostly foreigners from abroad.
台湾话叫喝过羊水的。 有办法的。
In Taiwanese saying, it means these people are very able men.
这120个人是本地的。
And these 122 men, rather, are local people.
台湾话叫土包子，土土的。
Which means they are very common, just commoner.
竟然能够使他们一天3000个人来受洗。
But it turned out that they could convert 3,000 men to be baptized.
我们就可以知道。 不是他们信，而是圣灵降临以后，圣灵的能力。
So we know that it's not because of their abilities, but because of the descent of the Holy Spirit and its power.
这一次在全国代表大会里面有一个主题。
This time in the NCC, we had a theme.
就是增添国民，扩展疆界。
Which means we have to expand our territory and increase the number of citizens of heaven.
假如我们已经宣道做得很好，不会立这个题目。
If we have been very excellent in performing the duty of preaching the gospel, we will not have such a theme.
那在勉励的时候，有一位传道讲说，如果我们的体质好，自然传得出去。
During a sermon, a pastor was saying that if we are physically fit, then we naturally can preach the gospel.
那另外一位传道说啊，我们问题这么多。 教会里面有这么多的问题。
Another pastor said that we have so many problems in the church.
问题越来越多，好像接不完的问题。
There are so many problems and ending problems as if we don't have enough solutions.
我们举个例子，我们最后两只手，五六个球一起来。
For example, we only have two hands.
要接上去，要接。
But we have to catch 5 or 6 balls.
啊，我们觉得没有办法。
We think that we cannot do that.
他说，如果我们圣灵充满。
He said that if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, though, we can solve all these problems.
我本来想说，你要继续讲下去，如何圣灵充满啊？
Actually, I was expecting him to continue saying, "How are we then going to be filled with the Holy Spirit?"
可是传道都很忙啊。
My pastors are so busy.
我想，哎，等一下，等一下，等到这个我要坐飞机，我还没有办法跟他问。
I thought maybe later he will explain, but then it turned out that I did not have time even until I wanted to board the plane.
那我就想说，赶快来看看到底圣灵充满是怎么样的现象。
So I quickly tried to find out from the Bible what is the situation of a person being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们听很多道理。
We have listened to so many truths.
但是很难做出来。
But it's very hard for us to practice them.
我说的正确吗？
Am I true?
为什么这样呢？
Why is it like that?
按照这位传道讲的，我们没有圣灵充满。
According to what this pastor was saying, it's because we are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
以我们的能力，我们做不到。
By our own abilities, we cannot fulfill it.
但是只有靠圣灵充满，这些道理才可能实行出来。
But only by relying on the Holy Spirit can we perform all these words of God.
第一个就是我们来看主耶稣的祷告。
Firstly, we have to see the prayer of Jesus.
在这个大家都知道的，在马太福音26章。
In Matthew chapter 26.
马太26章。
Matthew chapter 26.
主耶稣在客西马尼园有3次的祷告。
The Lord Jesus made 3 prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane.
希伯来书说他祷告痛哭。
In the book of Hebrews, it says that he was praying and crying aloud.
求了3次。
To ask the Lord, to ask God, Heavenly Father, for 3 times.
他知道神不会没有允许，没有答应他的祷告。
He understood very well that God did not agree to what he was praying.
但是39节他说。
But in verse 39 here it says.
39节，他就往前稍往前走，伏伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。”男儿不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
这样的祷告三次。
In this manner, he prayed three times.
他的希望他的意思，可是他知道神如果有更大的意思，他愿意放下去。
He has his hope and his will, but he understood if God had a greater will, then he is willing to let go.
所以圣经说他学了顺从。
Therefore, the Bible says that he has learned how to submit.
神就把他升为至高。
Therefore, God has elevated him to on high.
啊，主耶稣也常常说我们要舍己。
The Lord Jesus also constantly tells us to sacrifice ourselves.
我们在啊教会当中啊就可以看到舍己是很难看见的。
We can know that within the church, it's very hard to see people sacrificing.
尤其当我们背负与责任的时候
，especially when we are entrusted with some responsibilities.
我们不会舍己。
We will not sacrifice.
我的工作没有完成。
I have not completed my task.
怎么可以放弃
？How can I give it up?
放弃让别人的工作完成。
And give it up so that other people's work can be accomplished.
啊，这个时候。放不下。
At this time, we cannot let go.
所以我们也常常看到在会议当中啊，争得面红耳赤。
Therefore, we can often see during meetings, our face might turn red, and our ears might become pierced.
有一个同工他说啊，他以前在做圣工的时候，开一个board member 的会议，是从下午聚会完开到晚上十一点才结束。
I once heard a coworker who was in a board members meeting, and the meeting lasted from after the afternoon service ended until about 11 p.m. at night.
哇，这个会议实在是太长了。
This is too long for a meeting.
但是回去以后，他躺在床上看着天花板，那一个晚上也不能睡。
But when he returned home, he was on his bed. He looked up to the ceiling. That night, he couldn't sleep.
第二天，他跟太太讲说，谁讲什么样，他非常生气。
The second day, he told his wife, so and so said some things, and he was very furious.
他太太说，那个弟兄讲的对。
And the wife said that what the other person said was true.
哦，好在这个太太她可以站在这个公正的立场判断，不然她这个同工明天还会去骂那个人呐。
Fortunately, the wife can stand on neutral ground and provide some justification. Otherwise, this coworker will come back the next day and continue to scream at the others.
哦，那再来我们来看哥林多前书六章。
Then again, we see 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书六章十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?
只有圣灵充满的时候，才不是自己的人。
Only when you are filled with the Holy Spirit can you feel that you are not your own.
如果圣灵一半充满，我们就一半自己的人，一半神的人。
When we are only filled halfway by the Holy Spirit, we areourselves halfway and halfway is God.
碰到我们敏感的地方，我们就跳起来。
When our sensitive point is pierced, then we will jump up.
啊，那只有完全圣灵充满的时候，就没有敏感的地方。
Only by being filled by the Holy Spirit can we not have any sensitive spots.
那我常常有时候会按别的教会的弟兄姐妹在交通。
Sometimes I would like to communicate with brethren from other churches.
我常常听到讲，他们讲。倒空，倒空。
Oftentimes I hear them saying, "You have to pour yourself out, pour yourself out."
好像说这个瓶子里面有东西要倒空一下，把它倒空。
As if there is something in the bottle that you have to empty it.
好像倒空以后才让神的灵进来哈。
It seems like only after you empty the bottle can the spirit of God come in.
我想这个好像是蛮有道理的。
I think this is very true.
如果我们没有倒空还有一些圣灵进来还没有充满，好像满，可是还有东西在里面。
If we do not empty ourselves, then when the Holy Spirit comes in, we will still have something inside us.
要把什么倒出来呢
？Then what do we have to empty out?
我们来看加拉太书五章的十六节开始。
We read Galatians chapter 5, verse starting from verse 16.
加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
我们来看十六节。
Verse 16。
我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争， 圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此为敌，使你们做不能所愿意做的。
16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. 17, for the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things you please.
我曾经这样想，圣灵不是神的灵吗？
In the past, I often think that isn't the Spirit the Spirit of God?
有什么东西可以和圣灵相争，跟他作对呢？
What on earth can be up in opposition with the Holy Spirit?
哦，原来这个情欲是这么厉害的，伟大的，它能够和圣灵来争的。
It turned out that the lust of the flesh can set itself to oppose the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个圣灵和要做的事情呢，情欲可以去挡，争，跟他争。
When the Holy Spirit wants to accomplish something, the lust of the flesh will compete.
如果情欲赢的话，我们就做情欲要我们做的事。
If the fleshly desire wins, then we will do the things that is according to the fleshly desire.
啊，如果圣灵赢的话，我们就做圣灵要我们做的事。
If the Holy Spirit wins, then we will do the things of the Holy Spirit.
啊，底下十九到二十一节是讲到，如果情欲赢，我们就做这些事情。
And the latter portion, verse 19 onwards, it talks about
到二十一节,
19 to 21. If the flesh wins, then we will be doing all these things.
那结果就让我们不能承受神的果。
Which the end result would be us cannot inheriting the kingdom of heaven.
这个情欲就打胜战。
Then the fleshly desire have overcome.
如果圣灵赢的话，我们就结出圣灵的果子。
But if the Holy Spirit is winning, then we will produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这个看起来好像圣灵也不怎么厉害。
From here, we can see that the Holy Spirit is not all that powerful, after all.
啊，但是因为神的旨意是让我们有选择权。
But the will of God is so that we have the choice to choose.
我们知道，当夏娃啊，神给他命令说不能吃善恶果的时候，神还是让他有选择权。
We know that God also instructed Adam and Eve not to eat from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So they have a choice.
那如果我们来考虑一下，这个受造之物的第一个罪是哪一种罪？
If we can analyze deeper, what is the first sin that comes into mankind?
哪一种罪可能是最先最先有的？
What is the first and foremost of all sins?
可能是自高的罪。
Maybe the sin of pride.
不顺服的罪。
The sin of disobedient.
当撒旦的他的是一个光明的天使，他看到这个能力很大的时候，他就想：哎，我应该要和神一样啊。
When the devil was pretending to be the angel of light, he was thinking that my power is as great as God. I can be as equal to God.
当夏娃被试探的时候，他也说：“哎，我如果能够像神一样有智慧，能分别善恶，那不是很好吗？”
When Eve was tempted, she was probably thinking that I can be like God, wise in nature and able to discern good from evil.
撒旦他自己不守本位，被神摔下来。
Satan did not take hold of its own place, and God cast it down.
他也利用相同的方法，让人犯罪，来不顺服神。
In the same manner, it also caused many people to be disobedient to God.
所以有时候我们会想一想，在我们里面有没有一些可以自高的这些因素？
Sometimes we can reflect upon ourselves. Do we have some aspects inside us that are very proud?
如果一个人没有学问，比较容易谦虚。
It is much more easier for a person to be humble if he is not highly educated.
慕道者也会很谦虚。
Truth seekers can be very humble.
从来没有被选负责人的也比较容易谦虚。
People who have never been elected as council members are easier to be humble.
可是你越来越多，越来变成 somebody 的时候，谦虚就困难了。
When you have all the experiences of becoming somebody, then it's very hard for you to be humble.
因为这个团体会一直把你推，一直推，推上去。
Because the congregation will continue to push upwards.
那这样的时候，如果不谨慎的话，就很容易和撒旦一样犯一样的罪。
If we lose our guard, then we can fall under the same temptation and sin.
那么这个时候怎么样来避免这样的事情发生呢？
So at this time, how can we prevent all these things from happening?
神有的是办法。
God is all-knowing for all methods.
以保罗的例子是用一根刺让他在他身上。
In the case of Paul, God inserted a thorn in him.
当他会觉得说，哎，我好了不起的时候，这根刺就刺痛他。 对，不是我很厉害，要归荣耀给神。
As soon as he may be thinking that I'm somebody great, then the thorn will pierce on his flesh so that he will understand I'm nothing.
所以那一天听到一位传道讲，我们生病有时候也是神的祝福。
At that time, I heard the pastor speaking that when we are ill, actually we are receiving a blessing.
如果把它当作痛苦，也是这样做。 也是这么一回事，把它当作是神的祝福，也是一回事。
Everything will befall the same way, even if we think that it is a calamity or a blessing.
如果把它当作一个祝福，就说，哎，神要利用我这个时候来思想。
But if we consider it as a blessing, then we can think that maybe God is wanting me to meditate.
有一位慕道者。 以前我们去拜访他的时候，他们家庭的时候，躲在后面不理我们的。
There was a truth seeker whom whenever we visit their family, he would be at the back. He would not regard us at all.
但是呢，他后来有了癌症。
But later on, he came to have cancer.
教会说我们来拜访你好吗？
The church then said to him, "We'll come to visit you, okay?"
他很愿意。
He was very willing.
圣经送给他，很愿意。
We sent him the Bible. He was willing to take it.
读了很多圣经。
He read so many verses from the Bible.
他说我晚上痛啊，睡不着，所以就一直看圣经。
He said at night I would be suffering from pain, and he would read the Bible.
所以有人说话，因为这个病啊，所以你才接受我们。他说对。
Some people said you receive us because of this illness, right? And he said yes.
有时候失败也是一种神的方法。
Failure may also be used by God.
我们做了事业大赚钱。
We are in a good career. We earned a lot of money.
我们讲话会比较大声。
When we speak, we are louder than others.
当我们失败的时候，我们说我也不是很厉害，我还是会亏本。
But during our failure, we might say, "I'm not that great after all. I also lose money."
有时候我们被人家误会。
Sometimes we are misunderstood by others.
我非常痛苦。
It's very painful.
就想一想，哎，为什么会有人误会我？
Then we think about it. How come others might misunderstand me?
这好像是前面有一个栏在那边，你要想一想要怎么过去。有一个高栏，那个特，或特斗还是特斗？哎，特斗。
Oh, okay. It's as if in front of you there is a hurdle. Then you have to jump over it.
太顺的话，就这样走过去了。
If it's smooth, then you can just jump over it.
那我们被人家误会的时候，我们。 就一直想，一直想啊，对，原来我也有不对的地方。
Then we keep on thinking about it. We realize that, oh, I also make some error in this area.
所以我们退下来的时候，圣灵才能工作。
Only when we take a step back can the Holy Spirit work.
所以我们应该要常常注意。
So we have to constantly be on guard.
那我们可以想，教会要发展。
Then we can come to think the church is going to progress.
我们自己可能会变成教会发展的一个阻碍。
We might serve as an obstacle in the church progress.
那如果我们要看教会是怎么样失败的，
if we want to see how the church failed,
可以，也许可以看启示录第七章的七个教会，神对七个教会所写的信。
Then we can see the seven letters sent to the seven churches in the book of Revelations.
那是教会刚开始退步的时候的现象。
These are the symptoms when the church was about to decline.
赶快停止那样的现象继续下去。
Immediately stop these symptoms from spreading.
小病就要医治了。
When you have a small illness, you quickly have to cure it.
不要等到大病去的时候，要动刀，要怎么样，好多麻烦。
Don't wait till your illness has spread and you have to go surgery.
所以我们希望随时让圣灵来带领。
So we hope that at all times the Holy Spirit will guide us.
让我们自己失去自己在神的爱里面。
That we may lose ourselves within the love of God.
啊，在神的旨意里面，我们放弃自己。
Within the will of God, we give ourselves up.
其实这样的人是最快乐的。
Actually, such a person will be the happiest.
他没有重担。
He is without any burden.
没有坚持。
He will not insist on anything.
神愿意最好。
If God wills, that's good.
那如果一些不是紧要的事情，大家好就好了。
But all other trivial matters, as long as everyone reckons as well, then it's good.
比如说一个人学建筑。
Sometimes a person studies about construction.
教会要改建。
The church wants to have a remodel.
或者要买现成的。
Or wants to purchase a new place.
学建筑人，这是我的机会啊。
And those who are in the construction field will say, this is my chance.
他会一直主张要去买地来盖。
They will continue to say, oh, purchase the land so that we can build.
那他会争取要做这个建堂委员。
They will strive to become one of the committee members.
在聚会的时候，他就画图啊，设计啊。
During the
在崇拜的时间啊。
During the service time, he will only develop his own architectural drawings.
因为他希望贡献。
Because he wants to contribute.
但是这样的话，却使别人没有贡献的机会。
But by doing so, you do not provide a chance for others to contribute also.
如果教会决定要买现成的，他就丢了，不管了。
Once the church decided that we are going to purchase a good building already, then he will be angry and throw everything aside.
所以自己拥有很多东西的时候，要能够看到自己是软弱的。
So whenever you possess many things, then you will need to think of yourself as weak.
这样的话，自己是很轻松愉快的。
That way you can make yourself light and with no burden.
做圣工十年、二十年、三十年、四十年、五十年，一直做到老，都很愉快在做。
You do holy work 20, 30, 40, 50 years until you grow old, you work happily.
啊，如果我们坚持的东西，哇，做了三年，累得要死啊。
But the things that you insist very hardly upon, and then you do the work for 3 years, you will be so tired.
啊，别人也很累哦。
Other people are also tired.
啊，所以我们应该要让圣灵充满。
So we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在教会里面运行。
Let the Holy Spirit move in the church.
运行在我们当中。
To move among us.
这样的话，教会就一定会体质会改变。
Then in this way,
品质会变好。
The quality of the church will become better.
那宣道的工作就自然可以很容易进行。
The evangelism work will be easily implemented.
啊，我以上做互相的勉励。
The above are my words of encouragement.
请大家一起祷告。
Let us now pray together.
求神带我们教会。
May the Lord continue to guide our church.
哦，对对对，哦对，请为今天晚上的洗杯会代祷。
Please also remember to pray for our farewell fellowship tonight.
好，那我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
可以到前面来。
Please come forward to pray.
对，比较好哦，但是这个要拿。